Last year, there was this conversation about at Millennium Park, you'll sometimes see people handing out. Actually, you won't, now that I think about that, see people proselytizing, evangelizing, handing out tracts and flyers, because I think it's against the law. There was a group of young men, though, that would come from Wheaton College downtown, and they would hang out at Millennium Park, and they wouldn't bother anybody, but they would be there. Well, let's let Gabe explain exactly what they were doing. Gabe Emerson's on the phone. Gabe, welcome back. You're on WGN again. How are you?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I'm trying to recollect. You were on with us last time, and tell us what it was that you guys would do when you would go to Millennium Park.
Yes, sir. So when we went to Millennium Park, I think it was, this all started back in, back last fall is when the court case kind of started. But when we were in Millennium Park, we would hand things to people, start conversations. Sometimes we would use our voices to proclaim our message. We would never use really any like amplifiers or anything like that, though. We weren't really offending anyone. We were just kind of talking about what we really believe to be a very important message, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the park kind of didn't like that. They told us that was against the law. We were just kind of very confused, and so we kind of started a litigation process that's just finally coming to closure right around now.
What is the closure? What's happened?
I'm not a legal professional, but the way the lawyers explained it is that there's been the preliminary injunction was granted by the judge, and so what that basically means is that we can go back into Millennium Park now, or anyone who wants to kind of get signatures for political things, they can now do that, which is amazing. And it's a great free speech thing. The reason it took so long was because the judge ended up writing a 30-plus page opinion on why we are in effect still allowed to do this,
yeah,
based on our constitutional right. Lawyer said that was a very good thing.
Your lawyer said that was a very good thing. And I presume you say that's a very good thing, too. This from the Chicago Tribune. The ruling comes 6 months after a group of Wheaton College students filed a lawsuit against the city saying Millennium Park rules unconstitutionally restricted their freedom of speech and their free exercise of religion in a public space. You wouldn't use an amplifier, you say, or a bullhorn, but you said you would use your voices. So if I was walking by you, what would I hear?
So you would probably hear us somewhere in our conversation about how we are all incapable of earning God's love, and we are all incapable of earning a relationship with God, and we are all we've all missed the mark in some way or shape or form.
I understand that.
And because of that.
And more specifically, Gabe, this is my question, though, although I want to appreciate your message. But would you just be shouting that out to the crowd generally, or would you come up to me and say, hey, you know, we're all sinners and we need to right our ships? Would you speak to me specifically,
yeah,
or come up to me?
That's a beautiful thing. We usually go in groups. Like sometimes the groups are just two or three. Sometimes the groups are five or six. And if there is one person speaking louder than others, we usually have other people talking to people, like face-to-face. We really like to get face-to-face interaction and kind of have conversation, because we want to understand what other people think as well.
Okay, but react to this then, Gabe. So I just want to go see the bean. I'm just going to Millennium Park, and you come up to me and say, hey, fella, what about this? And I say, sorry, I'm not interested. Then what happens?
Yeah, so I probably would say, okay, that's fine. I wouldn't keep talking to you personally. But if one of the people with us was like proclaiming their voice, they wouldn't stop that. But I would stop my conversation with you. I would respect your boundaries.
Yeah.
I would say that I'm, yeah.
So the judge has, as you said, it's a temporary injunction barring the city from restricting your free speech privileges. I don't think this is the end of this, though. It's a temporary injunction.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe it'll go the other way, but so far they've ruled in your favor. So now, will you guys be back out there again? Are you out there? Do you go there now, or are you going to wait until it gets warmer?
Yeah, so we were actually there on last Friday night, and we will be there again this Friday night. If anyone would love to come and hear our message, we would love to chat with you on Friday night.
You know, a friend of mine said hard to take issue with you guys because you seem reasonable and it sounds like you're trying to respect people's space. But what about the next guy and the next guy and the next guy? And it's a very popular place, and it is free.
Yeah.
It is free of all of this stuff. It's just a fun, relaxing, touristy thing. But if it becomes a sort of bughouse square where we've got people on soapboxes, and we've got people with megahorns, and we've got people bugging us left and right, I run into enough of that at my L stop. I would like it if I didn't have to go through that at Millennium Park. You're going to change the nature of some of these public spaces. I don't know what your reaction to that is, but that's the concern that people have, Gabe.
Yeah, no, I very much respect the concern. I think I would have that kind of same concern as well. But then also, like, the judges ruled that it as it stands right now, and it may change. It is like against the Constitution for the city to make that rule. So like it's those people's constitutional right to say whatever, to like say things and whatnot in the park. So I mean maybe we get offended, maybe we don't, but I think at the end of the day, it's more important to uphold our Constitution than it is to make sure we're not hurting anyone's feelings.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that, except that one can, right? You can't say anything anywhere. Famously, you can't say fire in a crowded theater. And we
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
No solicitation zones. There are places where we say, okay, but you can't do that kind of speech here.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the judges said maybe this sort of religious speech is okay at Millennium Park. But I guess I wish I knew what it was going to be like. I want a time travel machine, Gabe. I want to go a year or two forward and see if it's really disruptive now or not. And then maybe that'll help me form an opinion today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I really do hope and pray that it doesn't become disruptive to the general public. Because I was looking at like a list of America's top attractions. And, I mean, the Bean made the list of like the top 10 or top 20.
Yeah.
So it is a very like popular place, and I really hope and pray that it doesn't become like just a freak show. But I do hope that people are able to hear our message and hear other messages because of this hearing.
Gabe Emerson is a student at Wheaton College. What's your major, Gabe?
Business.
Business.
And planning on going into accounting.
And where do I recall? Weren't you from downstate or St. Louis, something like that?
Yes, sir. I'm from St. Louis. Good memory.
Yeah. I don't have a good memory, but I do remember that. And I remember liking you. I remember being very impressed with you. I also remember
being
a little sad for you guys, because I see people doing what you do sometimes and people passing judgment on them. It strikes me as not a fun way to spend an afternoon. And there you guys were, at least having your convictions out front and center. Gabe, listen, I'll visit with you again down the road. Thanks for your time today, and good luck to you when you go to Millennium Park.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's Gabe Emerson, Wheaton College student.